started with the presentation this morning. Everybody could take out their electronic leashes. I know y'all have one at this point. If we could turn those on vibrate at the minimum, preferably silent, just so we don't have any distractions as we go throughout the presentation this morning. Because we all know how it is, right? You sit in a group of people like this, and if somebody's phone rings, where does everybody's eyes go? So let's all save ourselves that little bit of embarrassment if we can. So we're also going to ask you, if you have questions during this first portion this morning, if you can hold those questions until the end. We'll make sure we take time to circle up, answer any questions that you might have if you're a guest in the room. So with that being said, I'm flat out excited to introduce our guest for today's event. This is a gentleman that we honestly, we haven't had in the state of Utah for a decade now. We wanted him to come back for a while. We finally got him here, and so y'all couldn't be in a better place than you are today to hear the Legal Shield message from this gentleman. He's a person that has earned a terrific income in the world of Legal Shield, makes over six figures every single year, has made millions of dollars with our company. So he knows all the facts. He has so much fun helping people. If you wouldn't mind getting to your feet and help me welcome to the front of the room, Mr. David Brewer.
Good morning, Utah. How are you doing? Excellent. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. I appreciate it. Mike mentioned his preference was either mute or silent. I prefer stun. And I'm glad he made that announcement because Mike knows that I'm highly ADD and I have a little bit of Tourette's. So if I heard your phone go off, one, I'd totally lose my spot and I'd have to go back to the beginning again. And I value your time too much to do that. And I can't be responsible for what flies out of my mouth if I heard your phone. So, we're all just safer on mute, silent, or stunned. So with that, thank you so much for being here today, giving up part of your day to learn a little bit more about our mission to empower communities across this great nation. We're obviously here to talk about Legal Shield, but before we get into the 411 on Legal Shield specifically, let's talk about global business models and some of the features and some of the traits and also some of the consumer desires of what we look for in business models. I mean, what consumer doesn't like simplicity, right? I mean, we tend to overthink and overcomplicate things to the nth degree. And Albert Einstein said that the definition of simplicity is taking the complex and just making it super simple. That's genius. And we feel like we have a very, very simple way of delivering legal services to the masses. We see a lot of disruption, a lot of innovation in society these days. Sometimes disruptive is a kind of a negative term. Think of it more of the innovation type. We've seen a lot of that in the last 10 years with business models or industries that have, done it the same way for decades and decades and decades, and new mavericks come in and rewrite the rules on how things can be done more efficiently and more economically. Who doesn't like a noble purpose, right? Not just a way to deliver goods and services or for people to make money, but something that actually makes a positive difference in society and community. And then as a salesperson or somebody in marketing, I really appreciate a business model that's not easily duplicated. And that's really tough to do in a global economy in 2019, to not have somebody come in. You've got a great idea. You've poured tons of resources and effort into it, and you've got about an 18-month head start maybe before you've got competitors on your heels, even in a brand-new market space. They're like, oh, that looks really good. Let's do it too, right? So it becomes highly competitive again. So if you can find a business model that's not easily duplicated, it will serve you well. And I think consumers also expect us to have an app associated with our product or service. Let's take a look at some examples of popular business models. Obviously, Uber did not invent the ride-sharing industry that was going on for probably about 100 years before they came on the scene. But, where are they today? They're huge. IPO. Netflix totally changed the way that we get our entertainment. We used to actually have to get out of our pajamas and drive somewhere. I know some people still don't get out of their pajamas and they still drive places, but that's another topic. But now we just grab the phone, which is probably already in our hand anyways, and we stream to our favorite smart device in our home. Bing, bang, boom. You know, we're watching our favorite series. But we're here today to talk about an industry that has largely remained unchanged. They're still doing it, by and large, today, the way they did it 240 years ago when the industry was invented in the United States, right? It's become very expensive, very unresponsive, and very unaccountable, unless you write really, really, really big checks to the law firm or to an attorney. You know, over time, what people earn per hour versus what attorneys charge per hour has created a huge gap, and that gap keeps getting wider and wider and wider, regardless of what happens in the economy. Recessions, depressions, whatever economic collapses, we've never seen a dip in the hourly fee that attorneys charge in the last 25 years, regardless of what's going on in the money world. I don't know whether it's a sense of entitlement or what, but their rates just keep going up and to the right with never a falter. And typically what happens is when a gap is created wide enough, what comes in to bridge the gap? Brett? Insurance, right? Insurance products. I mean, think about it. Back in the 40s and 50s, when we had a health issue, you know, as long as we had a chicken or a pig, the doctor would do a fair barter exchange. Pretty soon we ran out of enough livestock to pay the country doctor to take care of our family. Because even back then, they made house calls, right? You know, things change, and it became very expensive to have an ailment or a disease, and health insurance was born. Good, bad, or indifferent, I know it's a controversial subject, but the bottom line is it's very expensive. We can't afford to get sick without it. And then there got to be enough cars on the road where they started doing this, right? Well, we just go down to the U-Pole and get a brand new bumper, right? You can't do that so much anymore because a new bumper for a new car costs more than my first new car. Right? So you need insurance for that too, to bridge the gap, because we can't afford to fix our cars without insurance anymore. Well, here's the biggest gap that we've seen in our generation, is the inequity, once again, between what people earn per hour versus what attorneys charge per hour. Enter a subscription model, a crowdsource funded model, where we take the small amounts from the many. In our case, be right up front, transparent, $24.95 per family per month on a month-to-month basis. Crowdsource those money together, state by state and province by province, put them all together. We administrate the money pools, take one-third of every dollar that we collect, and we prepay a full-service, AV-rated, dedicated law firm. We prepay them right up front, so they're getting paid whether you use the service or not. That's what takes the polar opposite of what we want, the expensive, cumbersome, expensive, you know, unresponsive, to the affordable, the accountable, and the responsive, which is actually what consumers want in products and services. So we've covered the affordable part, and when you prepay your law firm large buckets of money every single month, like here with about 15,000 members in the state of Utah, you know, your law firm probably gets about $100,000 a month, prepaid, every month. Yeah, every month. How many residents in the city of Utah? I didn't look up that number.
3 million.
3 million, okay. All right. So a lot of green grass and blue skies. So by them being prepaid like that, it creates a synergistic partnership between Legal Shield and our provider law firms networked all across the country in that partnership. But if you're a guest here today, you're not a guinea pig. All right, we've been doing this for 46 years. We didn't ask you to come out here today to try something out on you. We deliver our service over 2.1 million times per year to our members, which bottom line, and I'm just going to say it, we're rock stars at what we do. I mean, you can't do anything two plus million times per year without being good at it. I mean, even if I stepped up at a little white dimpled ball over 2 million times per year, I wouldn't be here today, right? I'd be winning tournaments. So we're really good at what we do. It's that constant evaluation process, that feedback that we get by delivering our service, figuring out what we did right, what we did wrong, what we could have done better. And the axe just gets sharper and sharper and sharper. We currently protect about 4.3 million lives across this nation and four provinces in Canada. And we've done such a great job over the decades that it's become a very popular employee benefit. Nearly 35,000 companies have already done their due diligence, and they offer Legal Shield as an employee benefit. And I feel like our purpose is very noble, to protect and empower people. Does it get much better than that? Starting with our own families, our neighborhoods, communities, society, to protect and empower people? Very noble cause. But you have to think about how we were raised. I mean, I don't know about you, but I never saw my parents use attorneys. And I can almost bet that they never saw their parents use attorneys. We'll always think of attorneys for the traumatic in life. You know, handcuffs, jail time, lawsuits, things like that. We know, oh, geez, we need to get an attorney for that. But we've spent so much time socially and generationally avoiding attorneys that we don't recognize legal issues when they slap us in the face. Signing a contract or document. Anything you've ever signed was written by who? No, not an attorney, somebody else's attorney, right? Wouldn't it be prudent sense to have your own review it before you signed it? And committed family or business finances to it? Tenant-landlord issues? Companies not honoring warranties, being overcharged for repair, being treated unfairly, traffic violations. It runs the gamut. There's literally thousands of things that we have happened in our lives that are legal in nature because they affect our rights. Now, I run into people all the time and say, I haven't used an attorney in 20 years. I go, you know what? That's probably a true statement. But a more fair statement would be is that it's not that you didn't have a need. You just didn't either have means or want to pay an attorney to resolve some of the life events that have happened in your life. Once again, it's that social and generational conditioning. We avoid long enough and it becomes the normal. We're here to create a new normal. Most of our members enjoy their utilization through our smartphone app. I mean, most of us have smartphone apps, right? Our phones, they're right there. Delivery right through the app, and it all starts with consultation. Tap the app, call your law firm because your plan member information is migrated because of your user ID when you log in. It knows that you are a Utah resident. Tap the call your law firm button and get personal legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. How much is unlimited? Right? Unlimited. And that right there by itself is kind of counterintuitive. Because the American Bar Association says that 70% of an attorney's bill is attributed to the category of consultation. If you've ever gotten a bill from an attorney, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So think about that. If Legal Shield did nothing more than to provide telephone consultation on an unlimited number of matters for $24.95 per family per month, I could just shut up about the rest of the benefits, right? That's an out-of-the-park grand slam. Think about it. To wipe out 70% of a potential future legal bill just through consultation? But see, with Legal Shield, that's where it begins, not where it ends. If through your consultation you find that your rights have been violated, they want to write a letter on your behalf. If it's in your best interest, they determine that your rights have been violated, the law firm might want to write that letter. There's no cost for that. Maybe you've written your own letter before to a third party or third party's attorney. How'd that work out for you? And why are we laughing? Because that's what the recipient did when they got your letter on your letterhead. They don't take you seriously. They don't take me seriously. But what is your reaction when you go to your mailbox and there's a number 10 business envelope with a law firm's letter name in the upper left-hand corner? What, do you laugh? You're like, oh, crap. What's this about? It's not junk mail. You open that sucker up to see what the heck is going on. And that's how most people respond, even businesses, when they get a letter from a law firm. In fact, another statistic, because I'm a freak for the facts, the American Bar Association also says that 85% of simple legal matters could be resolved by a simple phone call or letter from an attorney. With odds like that, knowing that you could have your law firm write your letter on your behalf, why on earth would you waste a Tuesday evening Googling Utah statutes and then trying to put together a letter, spending hours away from family and friends to write your own letter when your law firm could do that for you and have a very high probability of success. By the way, that was a statement, not a question. Contract and document review. We already touched on that. Unlimited numbers of contracts and documents up to 15 pages in length. If you led a complicated life, you could turn one in every week. God bless you. You know, it's part of the service. It's a schedule of benefits. It's not an insurance product. You don't have to worry about abusing the service. It's a schedule of benefits that you can use at your leisure. We prepay for 50 hours of tax attorney representation in case the IRS takes a really close look at you. And tax attorneys are $300 to $400+ per hour. We've got the first 50 hours covered for you. And we do the same thing with civil trial defense. In the event that you or your significant other ever gets named in a lawsuit, in your first 12 months of membership, you have 60 hours of prepaid trial defense. And every year you're a member, your allotment goes up by 60 hours. So even if you use all 60 this year, you've got 120 next year. And then 180, 240, then it maxes out at 300 hours every year there forward. So think about that. At a very conservative $200 per hour, first year just-in-case value is $12,000. By your fifth year, over $60,000. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be named in a lawsuit, but what it does mean is that the other party who brings the lawsuit better have a really solid reason for doing so, because they'll be dipping into their pocket tens of thousands of dollars sooner than you or I as a covered Legal Shield subscriber. Make sense? Now, everything I've covered so far is immediate. Next business day after processing, you can access the law firm for those features. Now, if you have something that's more complex in the family domestic area that goes above and beyond letter writing, consultation, and document review, like an uncontested divorce, uncontested adoption, separation, annulment, name change, those kinds of things, and you need some very in-depth legal help with that, just 90 days, 3 months. I mean, think about the families that would love to adopt. Perceived to be very cumbersome, very expensive, and they don't ever start the process because they don't think they have the means to make it happen and adopt that child. Well, if that's you, just hold your breath for 90 more days and let's get it done, right? Another feature is the coverage of moving violations. And we have a feature on our app called Snap. I've used it in 3 different states because I like to beta test it on behalf of our members to make sure it works. Yeah. So before you ever put your car back in drive, you're still sitting roadside with the officer behind you. Pull out your phone, hit the Snap feature, take a picture of your citation, boom. It's going to have the court date on the bottom. The app will ask you to enter the court date that's listed on the bottom of the citation. Hit the send button. It uploads, and within 8 business hours, an attorney is calling you to talk to you about that moving violation, no matter where it happens. I had a traffic ticket in Spokane, Washington, which is over 8 hours away from Portland, and I got a ticket for 5 over. True speed, 5 over. Oh, now, don't tell me that when that officer saw my Oregon driver's license, he didn't just assume that I had highway revenue stamped on my forehead, right? As if I was not going to come back to fight the ticket. Most people wouldn't, right? So I don't have to get upset about a strange 5-over ticket. I mean, who hasn't done 5-over in the last 30 days? Who did 5-over on the way here today? Right? Technically, we all broke the law because we were above the posted speed limit, but see, it's not yours or the officer's job to determine guilt or innocence. Whose job is that? Exactly. Let's take it to court. Why not? I'm not above the law. I gladly pay any fines or fees associated with my infractions, but we'll let the judge decide that. So I used it for that particular situation, and I was back in Portland doing my thing, and I got an email later in the day. I even forgot it was my court day because I was back in Portland. From the attorney that was appointed to me, that the system covered the payment for, because it's not, you know, it doesn't cost me anything. It's part of the membership. An email said, case dismissed, no fines, no fees, no court costs. Anything else we can do for you, please let us know. See, the real cost of getting a ticket is not the fines, because I'll gladly pay any fines that the court decides are appropriate. But in this case, the judge said case dismissed, and I don't argue with judges. Worked for me, so hey. And I'll be real transparent. I mean, every transaction has a hook. You know, with the banks, it used to be a free toaster, right? We provide your end-of-life documents. at no extra cost. And I say that that's a hook because we know the statistics that the majority of America do not have their end-of-life documents prepared or updated. So we throw those out as a $1,000-plus dollar value right out of the gate to encourage you not only to be an adult and do the responsible thing and get your end-of-life documents in order, but to experience our service firsthand. We put our money where our mouth is and provide that value. We're talking will, living will, advanced directives, healthcare power of attorney, financial power of attorney, over $1,000 per person. If you're a couple, that's over $2,000 in value just for saying, hey, yeah, I'll try that legal thing, right? Because we're betting money that once you go through that experience, you're going to want to keep the membership for years and years and years because of the process and how smooth it went for you. Now, as a parent of three children in college, Beth and I call this our peace of mind button, 24/7 emergency. I mean, because I remember being in college 100 years ago. And, you know, sometimes I'd find myself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, thank goodness our parents, our kids make better choices than their parents. They haven't had to use this button, but because of those large sums of money that we pay each dedicated provider law firm in every state, we require that they send attorneys home on call, just like hospitals have doctors on call. And some of my wealthiest clients that sign up for Legal Shield, the ones who boast about how much they spend on attorneys on a regular basis, and, you know, let's face it, those wealthy people don't look at that as spending money. That's an investment to preserve or increase their existing assets. They don't look at that as an expenditure. They are so quick to sign up when they find out about the red button. They don't even care about the rest of the features and benefits in our plan because they know no matter how much they spend on their personal counsel or corporate counsel, they can't be guaranteed that that counsel will be there after 5 o'clock, right? People that understand the value of access to attorneys want 24/7 access, just not just Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I mean, even the people that go by first names like Oprah, LeBron, Eminem, you know, Ellen, whatever. So, I mean, that right there is worth $24.95 a month to have that kind of access to an attorney to advise you what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do in a crisis situation. It's invaluable. Everything I've covered thus far is covered 100% by your monthly subscription. But for things that go above and beyond, we don't just say, too bad, so sad. There's a 25% preferred member discount for things that, for example, drug, alcohol, criminal-related matters, we don't cover it 100% because we don't want to use Legal Shield as a reward for bad behavior because you and the rest of America would not respect us if we did. But we also want to be able to help you in that situation. So, like, heaven forbid somebody gets a DUI. Most people know that you're better off getting a DUI specialist to help you resolve that than the loan, right? And it's very expensive. So I'm thinking, you know, if you're going to stroke a check anyways, why not make it out for wholesale versus retail, right? Save some money. I've used the plan over 100 times in 23 years, none of them criminal, by the way, just for simple consumer matters, things that happened, you know, that I needed some help with. And of all those utilizations, I've only been out of pocket one time. Just once. Everything else was fully covered by my monthly premium. That one time I knew going in it wasn't a covered matter because it was a contested divorce when my son was three. Just made sense for us to both get attorneys, divorce attorneys. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going in plan. One, guaranteed savings of 25%. But secondly, and probably more importantly, is I knew that through the member service team that they would have my back. Remember the accountability of all the money that we pay the provider network? On a monthly basis. They don't want to lose our business. So if something went sideways or had a less than pleasant experience with one of their pre-qualified, pre-screened attorneys, if I was going the Yellow Pages route or the Buddy Hookup system, what would my resolve have been? There is no resolve. But by going through Legal Shield, I knew I had, Legal Shield had my back if something went sideways. Well, it went great. As far as divorces go, it was very, very smooth. And the most pleasant part of my experience of divorce was actually getting my bill. Have you ever heard a man say that before?
No.
Well, I was going to get a bill whether I had Legal Shield or not. But because I had Legal Shield, my bill went from $3,800 down to $1,480. The savings alone paid for a decade of my legal shield if I never use it again. And I've used it a lot since 2001. So what I'm trying to tell you is that no matter what your situation is, you're always better off with legal shield than without it, even if it's not a fully covered benefit. Now, I said that this is for your family. I mean your whole family. We are in Utah. And we use that term family very generously because we cover you as the primary member, plus your spouse or significant other. Notice I said or and. You probably shouldn't have a spouse and a significant other. That's just bad juju. But if you do have both, guess what? You need an attorney sooner than later. Get yourself some legal shield, right? But, you know, even looser than spouse, domestic partner, if that's your situation, which means we cover everybody's kids, his, hers, and ours, up to the age of 26 if they're living at home, up to the age of 26 if they're going away to school full-time, which a lot of them are, anybody with a legal guardian for up to the age of 18, and anybody with special needs regardless of age. So whether you're a family of one or a family of 15, it's all covered by that small monthly premium of $24.95 per family per month. Now, here's your fork in the road. And we've all had to make these decisions. You know, when Uber came on the scene, I was like, nah, I grew up with that taxi thing. And I held out for a couple of years before I actually downloaded Uber and used it my first time because I was just used to using taxis. That's the way I had always done it. You know, the same thing when, you know, Redbox came out and streaming came out. I was used to going to a Blockbuster or in the Portland area, we had Hollywood Video too, big chain. And that was the way we did it. I mean, when I saw that Redbox in front of 7-Eleven, I just didn't run up and hug it saying, oh my gosh, where you been my whole life? I was like, that's weird. And I held out for a while. So think about that conditioning that I talked about earlier about how it's always been done. And moving forward from today, now that you have this new information about this new disruptive way of doing things, you have to decide, are you going to do it the way it's always been done and pony up about $250 per hour for 1 hour of one guy or gal's time? I mean, think about it, how sad that is. That guy won't even show his face in the picture. That's how bad he feels about charging $250 per hour. So are we going to do it the way we've done it for the last 240 years? Or for about the same amount of money annually for your whole family and totally removing the financial decision because everybody can afford $24.95 a month. I don't care who you are. Everybody can afford $25 a month to have unlimited access not just to one guy or gal but an entire dedicated full-service law firm, not only in your home state, but every state around the country, because sometimes our legal issues don't stop at the border. True or true? Maybe you recently moved here, and you still have some loose ends in another state that might come back to haunt you. Or you travel, vacation, business travel. You've got a hotel issue. You've got a rental car issue, golf course issue. You know, whatever it is, right? So this just makes more sense. Intellectually, you can't argue with the legal shield way of delivering legal services to the masses because it removes that financial decision and it holds those law firms completely accountable for what they do on behalf of our members. Now, we dominate the legal expense plan field. I've heard there's some other companies that offer legal plans, but I've been a member and a brand partner for 23 years and I've never met a family that owns a plan from another brand that provides nationwide coverage and 24/7 access to legal counsel. Now, even if they're out there, can I consider other brands competition if I've never met a member of their services or I've never met a rep from their company? Try that in most industries. Could you imagine the shock and awe if a realtor had never met a realtor from another brokerage? A banker from another bank? A loan officer from another brokerage? An insurance agent from a competitive carrier, that would just be unheard of. But that's the world of Legal Shield. We have no competition in this market space. In a global economy of 2019, nobody does what we do. But in 2003, we very quickly became the best-in-class service provider for identity theft. Now, in 2003, people thought we were nuts. Why on earth are you offering identity theft coverage? Stay in your lane, dude. Stay in your lane. Well, because we saw the coming tsunami of the consumer trend of consumers becoming victims of ID theft. And we partnered with a company that showed us the ropes, the best in the business. And to this day, we are still best in class in this space. Now people look back and go, dude, where's your crystal ball? I mean, you called this by getting involved in the industry so soon. But we saw also what was happening to victims of ID theft. They were having legal issues. So it just made sense to us. They go hand in glove to work together. So enter ID Shield. You know, identity theft manifests itself in a lot of crazy, insidious ways. When it first started to be a problem, it was all related to financial issues. Plastic, 16 digits, banks, those things. And that was most of it. Now it's down to 20%. That's been a sharply declining number for the last 8 years. So these knuckleheads that are having a hard time joyriding on credit cards because the banks are doing such a great job of looking for these potentially fraudulent transactions have to do more insidious things with all that information that's floating around out there with all those data breaches, right? So they're defrauding the government, duplicate tax returns, Social Security claims, disability claims. There's so much complete information out there on the black market from these data breaches. To get a complete identity profile on the black market, it's about $14. I'd like to think I'm worth more than $14, but on the black market, I'm not. They have enough information to go get a state-issued driver's license. Now what can they do? Literally anything they want, which includes committing crimes. I know people right now at the peak of their earning years, the peak of their profession, that now can't get jobs or contracts because they can't pass a criminal background check because of what somebody did in their name. I know a gentleman that will be labeled a violent sex offender for the rest of his life because of what somebody did in his name. In a tight market for contracts and jobs, think about the employer's position. Even if you've got it all cleared up, but there's two equal candidates, who are they going to go with? The person who doesn't have the baggage that might haunt them as an employer. So it's sad, but it's one of the reasons why we really need to protect what we can't prevent. But number one, by a long shot, is medical ID theft. 43% of America's victims are victims of somebody using their identity for medical treatment. 43%. You know, and all that treatment gets morphed into the innocent victim's electronic medical file, legally. There's another great law that protects the knucklehead who did it called HIPAA. Protects their patient privacy even though they broke the law. And you, the innocent victim, can't see it, much less change it because of HIPAA. You really need a specialist to go in there and clean up that information. Because without it, you've got erroneous information in your medical profile, wrong treatment, misdiagnosis in the future, wrong blood types, allergic, non-allergic reactions to medications you have no adverse reaction to can be life-threatening. And if this was 0.43% of the problem, I wouldn't even talk about it. It's like, hey, you'll dodge the bullet. Don't worry about it. But at 43%, that's like a missile. It's kind of hard to avoid. Once again, why we need to take this seriously and protect what we cannot prevent. Enter ID Shield. When you become a member of ID Shield, you'll see your credit report, credit score right there on the app. You'll also have the opportunity to register all of your family's identifiers. Whatever you choose to register, we will monitor against 38 million data points on a continuous basis to look for activity. Because we can't always detect fraud, because it might be something you did legitimately using one of your identifiers, but we can tell you that activity took place so that you can log in and determine whether it was hinky or not. Push notification to let you know that the activity took place, and an email, just as a double save. And if you determine that it was fraudulent, tap the blue button to talk to a private investigator who will set you up with a file number. If it's after hours, once again, the convenient red button. Have you sign a limited power of attorney, and then they will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to bring you back to pre-identity theft status. Another statistic from the Federal Trade Commission says that approximately 70% these days, 70% of victims will incur legal issues. And it's just probably the reason why most of our members end up signing for both our legal plan and our ID theft plan. Because once again, it's wraparound protection. more often than not, you're going to end up needing the legal service side of it, not just the cleanup side of it, to clean up that erroneous information. Both plans are about $25 each for a family, so $50 on a month-to-month basis. You can upgrade, downgrade, add on, subtract anytime you want. If you have the luxury of being single, you can get our ID Shield individual for $9.95 or the family legal plan for $25, so that's about $35 a month. We also use our large group buying power to negotiate great rates, savings, offers, and discounts on hundreds of America's top name brands. You probably do business with some of those brands that are up there on the screen, and that's just a small sample of the hundreds that we do business with. Beth and I use it every month when we go to the movies because we get 30% off at Cinemark, Regal, and AMC. When the whole family says, "Dad, you're taking us to the movies," it saves me $26. What's my monthly membership? $24.95. And I just saved that in movie tickets because I was going to go to the movies whether I had Legal Shield or not. The family dictated that, right? That $26 would almost pay for concessions, keyword being almost, because that's like another $40-$50 for popcorn and soda, right? But Beth saved us $3,000 on the refi of our mortgage when we were having some construction work done. $3,000 through our loan partner. One of her friends saved over $2,500 on a brand new car. She thought that she had a really good rate negotiated. Beth reminded her that a bonus drive through the member perks program. She's like, "Oh, I'll check it out, but I don't think I can do any better." Over $2,500 better. Yeah. We've had this program long enough, and we also crunch a lot of numbers, so we've got all the actuarial data that shows that when our members engage member perks, they save an average of over $2,300 a year in redirected spending by going through member perks instead of the way they were going to go. So that's huge, considering that your membership is less than $300 a year, right? So one of the big questions that I get from people when they see that our plans are only $25 each is, how can you make any money selling something for $25? Going back to all that conditioning that we've been brought up with, typically when you sell something for this amount, what's your profit or commission, right? Usually a smaller amount, right? Selling a home, selling a car, whatever it is, appliances, you get a fraction of the retail sale. Well, the reason why we do so well and feel so rewarded, not just financially, but in providing the service to the community, is that we focus a lot of our energies on making sure that our members have a high quality experience and become raving fans of our service and feel compelled to share it with other people, whether they're a brand partner or not, because it's the right thing to do. Because remember, it's so unique. People, for the most part, had never heard of Legal Shield until their friend said, "Hey, I'm sorry you're going through that landlord issue, but you know, we signed up for this legal thing. Maybe it'll help you. Here's a link." And all of a sudden, that legal thing helped them too. And they're like, "Wow, this is great. More people would own if they just knew about it, right?" So 100% of the commissions that are paid out by the company go to brand partners because there are no salaried salespeople. It all goes back to brand partners and through team building. There's a lot of word-of-mouth companies. I mean, who hasn't had a conversation? Well, let me ask it the other way. Who here has had a conversation about Netflix in the last week with somebody? Talk about a series you're watching or whatever. Half the room raised their hand. How much did Netflix pay you for that? Right? I told you I was a holdout on Uber. By the time I finally downloaded the app, I thought, "Oh, cool, they've got a referral program." I started sharing with people like, "Dude, I've had this for 2 years." Even though I still talk about Uber because I think it's a fantastic service and I use it and I'll still continue to refer it when it's appropriate, I've yet to get a ride credit. Ever. But see, we don't pay in legal credits. We pay in cold, hard cash. So there is a catch. You have to set up a commission account with the company. It's a one-time investment in your financial future, but to set up that commission account is $99. Back in 1996, when I knew that I was going to mess up and tell people about it, and I knew that I was also in a point in my life where I couldn't afford to leave money on the table, if they were going to pay me for those referrals, I wanted a commission account. It was $55. I borrowed every single dime of it from my roommate. I didn't have the money. By the way, I eventually paid him back. But that's the last monies I've ever paid to Legal Shield in 23-plus years to remain appointed or affiliated with them to receive my commissions, overrides, and renewals. There's no anniversary fee, no renewal fee. That was truly a one-time investment in my financial future. And the company pays us four different ways. They give us a unique username and a referral link that we can share freely via messaging or whatever, and we get paid through electronics, we get paid for our referrals through technology. There's also a broker agent opportunity as well, where you can earn overrides on the people that you referred and they referred and they referred, much like insurance or real estate and those types of things. And then the dollar amounts that I'm going to talk about today on the chart of what you get paid are only first-year commissions. But since we have a high retention rate, there's a probability, very high probability, that you'll continue to get paid year after year after year after year, which is called residual income. And then the last way they pay us is through bonuses and incentive programs where they send us on trips and monthly bonuses and things like that. So let's talk about upfront, right now, money. So you set up a commission account. You become a brand partner with Legal Shield. And for today's illustration, I'm just going to use a $50 price point because that's what the majority of our members sign up for, is both Family Legal and Family ID Shield. So about $50. When you place a $50 referral that becomes a member into the company, the very next business day after the processing of that membership, the company deposits $60 direct deposit into your checking account. Remember, not legal credits, cash. Now, when the total referred premium reaches 180, you just doubled your commission. Still a $50 transaction. Now, remember, you refer people. They may decide that they want to become brand partners, and they refer people that you don't even know, and they refer and they refer, and there's all these degrees of separation. Well, all that's tracked and coded back to you as ground zero in this scenario, and you get credit for all those referred premiums that come into the company. So once that total premium reaches $400 cumulative dollars, your commission went from $120 to $140 on your very next successful referral. When it reaches $1,350 cumulative, now you make $160 on your next personal referral on a $50 transaction. Our top vested level, once that total cumulative premium reaches $2,700, whether it takes a day, a week, a month, a year, or a decade, it's cumulative. Once it reaches $2,700, now you're vested to receive $190 on every successful $50 referral. Now, at this point, that probably wasn't all you, because if you think it's a great idea, there's going to be some other people that's going to think it's a great idea, and they want to get the referral commission too. They love you, but why put money in your pocket when they could put it in their pocket, right? So they learn about the brand partner program. They think $99 is a wise investment one time to get cash for those referrals. So now you've got a handful of people that are referring memberships that you get credit for that premium. So in a calendar month, if there's $700 in premium, you get a bonus the following month where they'll pay you $230 on your personal referrals that following month for the same $50 transaction. If your brand partner team or network has $1,400 in premium for a calendar month, the following calendar month, the company will pay you $280 on all of your successful personal $50 referrals. So as you see here, folks, when a $50 membership is processed in the system, the company pays out a little over $300. The reason why you don't see the other money is because there's 20 levels above this one we don't have time to talk about. All right, we're just going to end at the executive director level. Where you are in the commission structure determines how much of that $300 goes in your checking account. That creates that broker override scenario. So, for example, you reach the director level. You place a membership through referral. That family, you got paid $190, but that family knows some people with an immediate need. People you don't even know. They place the membership, they make $60. You make $20 plus $20 plus $20 plus $30 on that transaction. You didn't even know there was a transaction until the $90 showed up in your checking account. And you swear up and down you know nobody in Ohio. You didn't need to, because the family that you signed up knew a family in need in Ohio. But you got that broker override. It's a beautiful thing. Once you hit the executive director level 3 months in a row, the company deposits conveniently $5,000 into your checking account as a bonus saying, "Yay team, go fight win." This business model allows people to create leverage in their lives. And trust me, in 2019 and beyond, we need leveraged income. Knowing what I know today about society and the economy, I would be, at 54 years old, I would be completely freaked out if 100% of my income was 100% on my back. I've had 9 classmates pass away in the last 2 years. Of those 9, 7 of them were shocking because, you know, we weren't expecting it. It was just like one day they were here, the next day they were gone. And I'm sure you all know people like that as well. Or people that have, their back's gone out. Now it can't be on their back because they can't work anymore. What happens to their quality of life? Financially also, not just health-wise, but financially it goes down too because they can't work. They become disabled. We need leveraged income. With one source of income, there's only one possibility. With multiple sources of income, there's multiple possibilities. So in a hypothetical scenario where you refer people because it's the right thing to do, you refer it when it's appropriate, and other people do the same thing, and it, you know, the snowball starts going downhill. And if you built up a team of 30 brand partners that went out there and placed 5 memberships each, that's 150 plans that get processed in the system, or a team of 150 that processed 1 each, you know, and that's not pie in the sky. There's people in the market right here in Utah that have over 1,000 get processed through, you know, their team on a monthly basis. I've had months where my team did over 2,200 in a single calendar month. And because I was ground zero for that 2,200, I got a piece of every single one of those. But in this simple scenario, the minimum executive director override on that is $50. That's $7,500 in leveraged income, most of which you had nothing directly to do with. You weren't involved in those transactions. You may have messed up and processed a couple of those memberships, but most of them were done through that coded network of brand partners. What could you do with an additional I won't say extra because there's no such thing as extra money, but an additional $7,500 a month? Would that give you a little leverage? Would that put you in a position to have more choices to make in your life? If you had an additional $7,500 a month coming in and you lost your job, would you have a party or would you cry? You'd probably have a party. It's like, okay, see ya, right? You got choices. And then the residual. You know, once again, those dollar amounts that I shared with you are only first-year commissions. You continue to receive commissions in year 2 and year 3 and year 4 and so on and so forth. If you were to go back, George, how long have you been in the business? Do you still have memberships from your very first year in the business? Randall, how many years? Do you still have memberships from your early days? Beth, how many years? Because she's her own separate associate. 4 years. You still have memberships on the books? Mr. Crabtree? Yeah? We all do. Were we really good our first year? No, we kind of sucked. Everybody sucks their first year at doing anything. But in spite of our worst efforts, those members are still members 10 years later, 15 years later, 20 years later. Not because we did a great job explaining it, because these days we don't have to explain. There's nowhere in our training curriculum where we teach you how to do this. We just share links and world-class multimedia videos, and people make a big boy or girl decision based on the information, and they sign up. And then the company services that member. That creates, and this is a key word, scalability, which is very important. I built a book of business now of over 87,000 members, of which I've gotten paid on from team efforts. I've only marketed 3,000 of those. My brand partner team network did the 84,000. All right. Think about most business models. If you had 84,000 clients, would you work from part-time from home in your boxer shorts and fuzzy slippers with 87,000 clients? Probably not. And don't try to picture that, by the way. Right? You wouldn't. You'd have big offices and lots of assistants and employees to help you manage 87,000 clients. But most of us that have built a book of business in Legal Shield do work part-time from home. Some of us in boxer shorts and fuzzy slippers. Others, not so much. Casual Friday, right? But no matter how large we want to scale our business and earn, we're not, you know, it's that those scales. You just can't keep up. I mean, the company services the whole business for you. We get paid to expose and enroll and get the heck out of the way so the company can do their job, so the law firms across America can do their job. So it gives you that scalability factor that's unlike anything else in America as far as traditional business models. A dentist can only work on so many patients per day. It's a great, great self-employment gig if you can get it, right? But what happens when the dentist doesn't work on patients? Right? If the dentist wants to make more money, how do they scale? They invest a whole bunch of resources into hiring junior dentists. Right? And that's a crapshoot, whether that's going to work out. But they have to invest a whole lot in order to earn a little bit back. We have total scalability in our business. It's amazing. I look at my member, my active member report, and over half the people I signed up in the 90s are still members of this day. And trust me, I slaughtered those presentations because there was no infrastructure. There was no training. Right, George? And I look at the report, I'm like, who are you? I don't even remember their names because they're not a part of my life today other than the residual income I receive. It's not people I hang out with or whatever. And it just boggles my mind every time I look. I'm like, I have no clue who these people are, but I must have signed them up. And I'm still getting paid 20-plus years later. Try that with most business models. Performance Club, incentive program, fabulous trips. 800 of our brand partners are down in Cabo San Lucas right now. We went to the Atlantis Resort, just beautiful places. Monthly freedom bonuses up to $500 per month that get deposited into our checking account on the 8th of the month every month. I never see them. Beth just calls that her shoe bonus. You know, hey, it works out. Happy wife, happy life, right? But LegalShield takes the guesswork out of sharing LegalShield because they've created all the multimedia tools, world-class stuff. You never have to, once again, talk to people if you don't want to. You don't have to mock up videos, record things, and make flyers and stuff. It's all done. It's all done. And it's all electronically stored through our web apps, our smartphone apps. And for those of us that actually treat it like a business, that don't just do it casually as an oh-by-the-way referral, but we actually expect to earn at least a part-time or full-time income, our total business overhead is $19.95 a month. They started that, we called it e-service back then, in 2001. Guess how much it cost in 2001? $19.95 a month. So our overhead, as we scaled our businesses for since 2001, has never gone up. Try that anywhere else. Right? And, one of the biggest benefits of partnering with making a decision to partner with a 47-year-old company is the infrastructure. Documentation beats conversation all day long. We have hundreds of people that earn six and seven figures a year. There's over 260 of us that have earned seven figures with the company. We pay out about $100 million per year in brand partner commissions. Remember, not salaried salespeople commissions, brand partner commissions. People just like you and I that were Happy Camper members that wanted to refer with a referral commission. We're the ones that get paid for every referral. So over $1 billion every decade. And there's a lot of other benefits by becoming a part of LegalShield and become a brand partner. Is that upfront, very quick cash flow, the residual income, which there are very limited ways to make residual income. The tax advantage of business ownership cannot be disputed. We've got these little things that for most people are personal expenses. They become business expenses. Mileage becomes a business expense. And if you're already self-employed, this casts an even wider tax net than what you have for your current company. Because literally everywhere we go across the nation, everybody we engage with and share LegalShield with is a legitimate prospect. You can't say that as a dentist, right? Because they're not going to come six states away to become your patient while you're in Florida or Texas. But in LegalShield, it's nationwide. Everywhere we go, everybody we engage with, every flight we take, we're talking to somebody next to us that asks us what we do for a living, and all of a sudden that flight became a write-off because we engaged in business. So it's a beautiful thing. So we also have a couple of testimonials to share really quickly before we wrap up. And you know who you are? Come on up.
Hi, my name's Steve Peterson. I've been in the security industry for 42 years. One of the things that I've never liked about that industry is all I was able to do was show my employees how to trade time for money. With this opportunity, I've been able to show them a better way.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense accounts, car, broke at a higher level, and they own me. That's where I was about 20 years ago. Given the opportunity to work for Legal Shield, I've made in excess of $1 million with them. That's pretty awesome. But more importantly, is it gives me the time freedom to be able to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. I love the fact that I have the time, not just the money, but the time to spoil my grandkids so much they love me more than their own parents. We absolutely love Legal Shield.
Awesome.
Steve and Julie Crabtree, as we addressed earlier, we've been in for 22 years, and we love the membership. I put it on with my mortgages whenever I was working with mortgages and help my clients, get in out of their title situations, credit, and just different various things that would come up. And when the mortgage industry kind of went sour, it took me a while, but I thought, you know what else can I do to help people with low overhead and not have all the stresses that I had with the mortgage company? And I took on Legal Shield full time, and we've never looked back. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us, everybody. Appreciate that. And think about that. I mean, in case you're unaware, this is a network marketing meeting. Okay? How many? Let me just ask. Yeah, the big close, right? Lock the doors. We're getting ready to close, everybody. By a show of hands, who has been a brand partner for over 5 years, or a member over 5 years? Look around the room, guests. Keep your hands up if you've been a brand partner or member for more than 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Still a lot of hands up. You ever been to a network marketing meeting before? Do you ever see that kind of tenure? You don't. It all goes back to something that's undisputable, which is happy people don't leave things. Happy people don't leave relationships. Happy people don't leave jobs. Happy people don't leave businesses. It's called a clue. We are not paid actors. We haven't been a paid actor with this company for 20 years, many of us, because they're paying us to do these presentations to bring in, guests and strangers. We do it because we love what we do. It's highly rewarding. The money is just a bonus, but we love what we do. We love helping people through this service, and that tenure is reflective of how the company treats us and how we treat one another. So with that, I appreciate your time and attention today. Get back with the person that invited you here today and become a member. It's kind of hard to deny the benefits of being a Legal Shield member. Get your end-of-life documents done. Put our feet to the fire. Experience the service firsthand. But I will challenge you that you will mess up and start telling people about it once you experience the service a time or two. So why leave money on the table? Do your family a favor and become a brand partner and invest that. It's less than a Benjamin, to become a brand partner for life with Legal Shield. Get yourself trained. We've got an award-winning online university that rivals college university online systems. Hundreds of hours of 100, 200, 300, 400 level courses that you can take at your leisure as often or as little as you want, because we respect where you are and the time that you have. Your time is not our time. You've got different lives, so you can go through that at your own pace and get yourself paid and promoted. You could literally become a member and a brand partner today, get your coded link, share it with somebody later today. They'd sign up over the weekend, and they'd be paid. You'd be paid on Monday on that business, or they'd be processed. You'd be paid on Tuesday. So, it's great cash flow. So, we have briefings every week. I'm going to bring our MC back up here, our host. Who is our host now? Mr. Crabtree. Okay, excellent. And once again, thank you for your time and attention. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, wasn't that awesome? I tell you what, I actually recorded it because I wanted to take some notes, because there's some things that he did in the briefing that was very good about, making this come home to you in regards to what the membership does and how the company can actually reward you for sharing the information. So I wrote a lot of notes, Mr. Brewitt. It was great. We are going to take about a 10-15 minute break right now, and if any of you are actually thinking about, you know, coming on board as an associate, or maybe you have some questions, you know, please get with the person that you came here with, and or ask us. We would be happy to help you with that. But if you do decide to stay, you're welcome to stay for our training, because Mr. Brewer is going to be doing some awesome training this afternoon. And if you're wanting to come on board and join our journey to help people and empower them to help other people with legal and identity theft concerns, as well as make some very good income, we would welcome you. So having that said, we'll see you in about 15 minutes.